Fab mishne for lo yim kar adam es tivnoi ve es giptoi. A person may not sell his straw being the threshed ears in which some grain usually remains, or the olive peat, which was the residue of olives crushed in the olive press, the es zagav, or the grape residue after treading the grapes in the wine press, the leftovers there, the misha and neman al masras. He can't sell any of that to someone who's not trustworthy in masras. Loitzimim mashkin, because that person is still going to extract something out of what he buys. So from the straw, there's still some grain left over. The olives, there's still some residue left in the olives. And the grape residue, there's also something left over there. So he can't sell it to someone who is not trusted in tithes. The mhoitzi, and if anybody extracts the grain or the leftover olives or the leftover grapes out of these things, chav masras or patum in a truma, he is liable to masa, but he's exempt from truma. He doesn't have to tithe it. Why? Shatorim belibo al hakutaim, because someone who normally sets aside truma has in mind that he's going to cover the broken ones, v'alat stadim, the sides, v'al mashe b'soichateven, and what is inside the straw. When a person tithes, he normally tithes for everything that's there. He has in mind to tithe for everything that's there, and so when he tithes, he'll cover these leftover bits and pieces that are there. And therefore, a person who buys or takes these bits and pieces, he only has to take masa. He doesn't have to take truma again.